After last month's Lake Erie water crisis, Ohio farmers are defending their efforts to reduce phosphorus runoff. That runoff is the primary source of toxic algae blooms. But Ohio farm groups and environmentalists say a new law that will certify fertilizer use doesn't go far or fast enough. For the Allegheny Front, Karen Schaefer reports.
Bouncing along the edge of head-high cornfields in an electric golf cart, 65-year-old fourth-generation Ohio farmer Roger Wise is showing off grass-covered filter strips that wind for miles along Wolf Creek, a small tributary of the Sandusky River, less than 10 miles from Lake Erie.
We have a buffer between the corn and the creek over there. There's a lot of wildlife back here. It's primarily wildlife and water retention and conservation.
Filter strips, paid for by federal conservation programs, are just one way to help curb phosphorus runoff. Wise farms about 750 acres just south of Sandusky Bay, which, like nearby Maumee Bay at Toledo, is plagued with toxic blue-green algae. Wise is thinking of adding sluice gates to the end of the underground tile drains that help dry out his fields for spring planting.
And that gate can be closed, which will stop the water flow at that box.
Slowing the water during heavy rains is another way to reduce fertilizer runoff. Wise also employs GPS to map his fields, performs annual soil fertility tests, and uses cover crops like red clover to soak up excess nutrients. A past president of the Ohio Farmers Union, Wise says his agency has been educating farmers about the algae issues. What concerns him now is a loophole in the new state fertilizer certification law that exempts many large dairy, hog, and poultry farmers who spread manure on their fields.
The original legislation is going to require the fields that were going to have the manure applied to. All the fields were going to be labeled. There was going to be a cropping plan and soil test and nutrient management. And all of that's been done away with.
Jack Shaner is deputy director of the Ohio Environmental Council. He says the new law requires only chemical fertilizer applicators to be certified, not those who use manure. And it doesn't take effect until 2017. Shaner believes it's time for more urgent farm regulation.
We need to put Lake Erie on a nutrient diet. It's time to declare the Western Basin, the Maumee River watershed, a watershed in distress. It's time to put a daily limit on the pollutants that flow into that lake. It's time to close the fertilizer applicator loophole and make sure the animal manure comes under that.
Shaner wants to see a watershed-specific nutrient management plan for Lake Erie's Western Basin. Agricultural scientist Andrew Ward of Ohio State University agrees, but he says fixing the agricultural practices behind Lake Erie's algae problem won't come cheap.
We're probably talking something like $100 million a year would be needed in Ohio every year for many, many years.
However flawed, most critics agree that Ohio's new fertilizer certification law is a baby step in the right direction toward more precise fertilizer management. Still, Roger Wise of the Ohio Farm Bureau sometimes likes to test for fertilizer use the old-fashioned way. He peels back the husk on an ear of field corn.
See here on the end, these will not develop, these little kernels. If it was clear out to the end and every kernel was yellow right to the bitter end, that means there was more potential there. By having this little bit not done means we've maximized the yield, maximized the fertility, done everything we should.
But two other states in the Maumee Basin are already regulating phosphorus runoff in ways Ohio is not. In Indiana, two recent state laws restrict the amount of phosphorus farmers may apply for manure or chemical fertilizers. And Michigan banned phosphorus in lawn fertilizers in 2010. Compare that with the Ohio-based fertilizer giant Scott's voluntary removal of phosphorus from lawn care products in 2013. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Karen Schaefer.
Support for Karen Schaefer's Year of the Lake reporting series is provided by the Ohio Sea Grant College Program at Ohio State University.
The Allegheny Front is made possible in part by listeners like you. To add your support, please click donate at AlleghenyFront.org.